The Ann Arbor Symphony Orchestra presents its season finale at U of M's Hill Auditorium this Saturday night at 8 o'clock. The concert will be broadcast live here on WKAR 90.5 FM. The program features works by Johann Sebastian Bach and Gustav Mahler. WKAR's Peter Worf spoke with music director R.E.A. Lipsky earlier this week for a brief tour through Mahler's mighty Fifth Symphony.
There is a somewhat emotional contour of this Fifth Symphony, and which seems to go from despair and anger. And then there is this ambiguity of tranquility and anxiety, and then culminating in love and joy. The symphony is divided into three parts. The first part contains the first two movements, and of course the famous opening march featuring our trumpeter Bill Campbell, and then the tumultuous second movement, which is like a whirlwind of virtuosic display from every section of the orchestra. And then we move to the second part, which is a scherzo, and it's going to be featuring our principal horn player, Andy Pelletier. It is a Viennese waltz, which fluctuates between moments of jubilation, but there's a lot of anxiety there. It's a typical Mahler movement. And then we move to the third part, which includes the famous adagietto for strings and harp, which in my opinion is one of the most beautiful and soulful moments in all of music. It is also quite famous due to its use in the Visconti film Death in Venice, as well as its being played during a memorial to President John Kennedy, which was conducted by Leonard Bernstein. Interestingly enough, Visconti reinterprets the music, turning the adagietto into a farewell to life. But in my opinion, Mahler wrote this music when he had fallen in love with Alma Schindler, who became later Alma Mahler, his wife. I think that an unbiased listener can hear in particular in the adagietto its tenderness and dreaming sense of yearning, full of hope. Then we finally arrive at the finale with its brilliant brazen brass chorales and virtuosic contrapuntal elements. What a fascinating journey from the dark C-sharp minor of the opening to the sunny, bright D major of the conclusion.
This is Peter Worf for Current State. I'm speaking with R.E.A. Lipsky, music director of the Ann Arbor Symphony Orchestra, about this Saturday's program at Hill Auditorium. The orchestra will play Gustav Mahler's monumental Symphony No. 5 and open with Johann Sebastian Bach's Double Concerto for two violins and orchestra. It's really interesting to me how the fifth falls between one of Mahler's most, if you can call it that, childlike and hopeful and serene symphonies, the fourth, with that heavenly vision of sort of a fantasy feast in the end with the soprano singing. And then the sixth symphony, the most tragic and dark and severe, maybe, of his symphonies.
It's a completely orchestral piece. It's only in the symphony number 18 he went back to the huge choir and eight soloists and kind of trying to make up for the absence of the vocal elements in the three symphonies, 5 through 7. So it is a brilliant, brilliant symphony, and we are really looking forward to perform it at Hill.
Aaron Borofsky and Catherine Vodopak joined together for Bach's Double Concerto on the first part of the program, and then it's Mahler's Symphony No. 5 with the Ann Arbor Symphony Orchestra, R.E.A. Lipsky conducting. That broadcast comes up here on 90.5 Saturday night at 8 o'clock. From Hill Auditorium with R.E.A. Lipsky and the Ann Arbor Symphony. R.E.A., thanks again. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.